So what we want to look at now is how you actually build Docker images using the Kola project. So I'm going to go ahead and clone on my system here the Kola repo. I'm going to go ahead and dive into it here. You'll notice that there is a Docker directory and a Kubernetes directory. And if I go into the Docker directory, this is where I'll actually go to begin building my images. And so, for example, if I wanted to build the MariaDB image, what I want to do is, since I want to push to my own registry, the build script will actually look for a file called .buildconf, and within there I can actually specify a namespace. So for example, if I wanted to push to my own Docker registry, I can do that by simply entering that information here. I could also tell it the tag I want to use. So we'll go ahead and try this. And then it should be as simple as running the build script from here with a minus P. And you'll see that what it's doing is it's actually going to install MariaDB, you know, perform all the steps needed for that, and push it to the Docker registry that I want. So it's actually using the Docker file to generate the build of this and then push it up to the registry. Then we'll be able to, from the other side, start pulling that down and deploying it. So we'll show you how to do it with MariaDB. We'll give it a couple seconds to complete, show you what the end result is, and then go on to showing you how you can deploy it on the other side. Okay, so if you recall, we started our build way up here. So there was our build. We had a couple timeouts getting to some of the repositories, but eventually they came back online and we were able to get to a mirror and installed MariaDB. This is just the simple Docker build running here inside that build script. So I went ahead and exposed the correct ports, got the volumes mapped, created an entry point, pushed that in, and you can see now it's pushing this in. So it's actually pushing to the right repository here, my own private repository. And once it's there, we'll be able to begin deploying with this on the other side. So now that my image is pushed into a registry, you know, this would be my developer maybe making a change to Keystone. Then he goes ahead and rolls this and then pushes it up to the registry. On the other side of this, my operator can then pick this up and do a Kubernetes service and pod deployment, and we'll look at that. So I should be able to see now. Let me see. There you go. So you could see that I pushed my latest MariaDB here about a minute ago. You see the other ones that I pushed in the past here. So I've been pushing these a couple days back. So hopefully this shows you how you can very quickly build Docker images for your OpenStack services using Kola.